We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Phil, was this Bart's original idea, or did they get, was this somebody else's suggestion and they're going along with it?
This is Bart's idea. Civic Center station and a lot of the stations in downtown San Francisco, you have the station and then you have these offshoots, these walkways, some of them about a block or two long that go to different exits, you know, that can be pretty far away. They're convenient if you're rushing to your train, but like I said, they're large and you can look up and down them and see if the cops are coming. Not that that makes too much difference with this crew, but this particular walkway and Civic Center Station has become a magnet for people using drugs and for the homeless hanging out. As Civic Center, BART has become a magnet as well. It's oddly, not Embarcadero Station, not Montgomery Station, not even Powell Station attracts the numbers that Civic Center and 16th Street do. Now, BART is experiencing a decline in ridership, in part because people aren't necessarily feeling safe at some of the stations. So they're getting off the dime on this in a couple of ways and saying, okay, look, if you can't beat them, maybe we can just keep them contained and out of certain parts of the station, even if it means closing down a walkway and an entranceway.
As you mentioned, there are other stations in San Francisco, downtown San Francisco, that have those underground corridors. Is there a concern that this particular population will just move to another station?
Well, they'll have to take that up if and when that happens. I mean, we've seen, it's been an evolution or a de-evolution on BART over the years. I would say that a couple of years back, when you brought the issues like this up with the BART Board of Directors, they looked at you and said, our mission is mass transit. We get people. We move people. We're doing the environmentally good thing. And when you said, well, what about the people on the trains or the stations, they're not clean, they would say, well, that's just, you know, budget cuts or we don't have the money for that. It wasn't a top priority. It wasn't a top priority till people start taking BART. Then it's become a priority. Now they're out there cleaning the stations. They have special crews. You got BART directors like Bevan Dufty down there. Actually, last week, he's the guy that prompted some of this stuff. He started by sweeping out a station on 16th Street that's in his district because they told him they didn't have the money for a full-time janitor. He said, I'll be it. So he shamed them into getting a janitor. And then he went on to Civic Center. And when things weren't getting any better there, he called in the press. He even set up a table and a chair and said, my office is here now. Come and talk to me. Tell me what you think.
I can't tell you how many people live in the East Bay when I want to come into the city on the weekend. Let's take BART. I can't tell you how many of them say, no, it's not safe anymore.
It used to be the only way. It used to be, there was a time when it was
driving on a Saturday, late Saturday afternoon and evening's horrible.
It's terrible. It's worse than rush hour these
days.
Okay, so it used to be this. BART was the preferred transportation. Then now it's become sort of the transportation of last resort. You got to get to work or you've got to get in. They're trying to get it back to being your first choice on the weekends because it's not cheap. There's other ways to get around. And unlike a few years ago, people have options. So BART's got the message. They got to clean things up.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.